transfer his New York criminal case to federal court, reigniting an effort to stall his sentencing or throw out his conviction on 34 felony counts. A suspect under arrest in North Carolina accused of threatening FEMA workers, helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. After a $3 billion quarterly loss, Walgreens announcing it will close about 1,200 locations over the next 3 years. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign blitzed Wisconsin Monday. Tim Walz was in Eau Claire and Green Bay.
One or two people in every precinct in Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania will be the difference.
First Lady Jill Biden stumped for Kamala Harris in Madison.
Another Trump administration would lead to more chaos, more greed, more division.
The election is in 3 weeks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he expects challenges to Wisconsin's election results. He tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that Wisconsin has safe and secure elections and that his Justice Department is prepared to defend the results if it has to. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 26th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's the third annual Fright Fest. This is a family event for all ages, and there will be Trunk or Treat, the Giant Pumpkin Drop, and more. A free movie, sponsored by Northwoods Community Credit Union, will start at 2 p.m. at Park Theater. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce reminds you to please note the change in the event location to Chrysler Park for this year due to construction at Old Day Memorial Park. Once again, this is Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Chrysler Park in Park Falls. But before that, this Saturday at 6 p.m. at Big Muskie Lounge from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's Iron County's largest haunted house. This is Springstead's second haunted house event, and once again will be taking place this Saturday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Big Muskie Lounge over on Highway 182. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks held on to beat the Bulls 111-107 last night in Milwaukee. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability at blocking passes.
Gary has great hands, unbelievable hands. You know, it's funny. He got whatever he got, but he had five more today that he just couldn't get to the ball. But he's a disruptor.
Packers say despite missing a field goal Sunday, they'll stick with place kicker Braden Narveson for now. College football, the Badgers' top wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in their win over Rutgers. Will he be ready to play Saturday against Northwestern?
You know, obviously it would be a little bit questionable from the start of the week. I think that there was some good news in that there wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe is major of some sorts. So we just got to see where he is and how he feels. And like I said, it's early on right now.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
A victory Monday followed by an off day today for the Packers after their 34-13 victory over Arizona Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. The Packers did almost everything right on offense and defense, but they continue to struggle with the kicking game. Rookie Braden Narveson missed a 44-yard field goal in the third quarter, is now 12 for 17 on the season. The Packers do have a kicker on their practice squad, Australian Alex Hale, and the Packers could elevate him to the active roster for game day three times. Matt LaFleur was asked if they would consider that move.
Potentially.
Considering a move this week, a kicker?
I wouldn't say that right now, no.
Each of Narveson's misses have come from inside 50 yards. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
With every game played, Packers rookies continue to perform better and better. Javon Bullard, Evan Williams, and Edrin Cooper have all made solid contributions. Head coach Matt LaFleur on Cooper.
He's getting better and better. You always see him make splash plays. And, you know, there's still some mental mistakes that we've got to clean up. But I'm excited about the growth that we've seen over the course of the last few weeks and anticipate him just becoming a better player the more reps he gets.
Packers back to work tomorrow. I'll have more from Titletown then on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs, but what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Save big money on new tools now at Menards. MasterForce has the tools you need to get your projects done. Stay comfortable on the job with a MasterForce 20-volt propane heater. It heats up to 1,350 square feet and has hybrid power to get the heat you need when and where you want it. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
A little chilly again today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, our low 23. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy, 57 by Thursday. Sunshine with a high climbing back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98 Q Country.
We'll get to our coaches. Coach Precor will join us in just a little bit. I'm not sure if Coach Morgan's going to make her in here, but we'll chat with the coaches. Here's some comments from Coach LaFleur about the Packers all coming up this hour on 98Q.
Big orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is
a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was 1 in 100 billion, a burnout star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. I was a worn out set of shoes, wandering the city streets. Another face in the crowd, head looking down, lost in the sound of a lonely melody. Empty pockets and a roulette, always landing on a lost bet. Just live for the spin and hope for the win. Go all in just to lose again. But I came to life when I first kissed you. Never got the chance to touch the sea.
Thank God I'm yours.
Russell Dickerson at 98Q Country. Joel here, the morning show. Austin's here feigning interest, but he is here. How you doing, Austin?
I'm doing all right.
You know what a 7-Eleven is?
I do. I've been to a few.
Well, they're closing a whole bunch more of them. 7-Eleven was kind of the original, not the original, but was...
one of the first big.
One of the first to, you know, incorporate some food into their convenience stores, because it used to be you would go to a gas station, you might get a Snicker bar, you might get a Coca-Cola, but to get a sandwich and stuff like that, or hot food at a convenience store, even back in the 70s, was very rare. So 7-Eleven was very popular, 70s, 80s. They're closing 444 stores they have announced across the country. They're still there in the big cities. I don't see them much in small towns anymore. So they're going to be doing that.
In the small towns, it seems like a lot of quick trips or quick starts if you get outside of the upper Midwest or around.
Yeah, the Big Gulp was the, I think, the... See how I'm not even putting that into the address bar now? See
good
that?
For you, Joel. Yeah. You're improving.
The big gulp, the ice cold Big Gulp drink, I think was a 7-Eleven original, and that used to be they were kind of the original tanker sized, where you walk into the store and just like 12 ounces for a dime, 20 ounces for 15 cents, or you can have a whole truckload of Coke for a buck. Mm-hmm. Just like, I'll take the truckload, I guess.
As you pick it up, you hear in the background your doctor's starting to cry.
Yeah, and I think I wanted to call them the big Slurpees. I think that was the signature 7-Eleven. I lose track with all the marketing that's in my brain now. But I think the Slurpee was a big one, too. A slushy drink. Mm. That was something that 7-Eleven brought. So they were one of the original stores that kind of transitioned to what the Quick Trips and a lot of the chains are now.
They were the one
now
that gave rise to a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. It made it very popular to get stuff quick and on the go. So sad to see some of the stores close, but they'll be they're still operating, but they're just closing some of the stores around the country.
Yeah, and it's not like they're leaving a giant void at the moment, considering how much is around now.
There is quite a bit.
Eventually, there will be a Quick Trip in the very spot that many of those those stores close.
It could be. They continue to build. I think there's over 1,000 now, I believe. Shakes is our key word for today, and our key in our backyard barbecue text to qualify contest. So text us the word Shakes, S-H-A-K-E-S, as in a nutritional shake from Oh Dear Nutrition, one of our sponsors. So text us that word through the free Civic Media app. We've already got, I believe, 25 people qualified so far, I believe, through our text to qualify. So be one of those. Be part of the bash 2 weeks from tomorrow. You're going to win something if you qualify and show up that day. Someone's going to win a brand new, beautiful gas grill, courtesy of the Lanes and the Northern Lights Inn. So get that keyword to us today, Shakes.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little chilly again today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, our low 23. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy, 57 by Thursday, sunshine with a high climbing back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98Q Country.
You would have thought you wrote down every word. Goodbyes spilled out like it had been rehearsed. There ain't no point in trying to change your mind. Seems like you got it all figured out. You're alright with the way this is going down. Don't tell me we could still be friends. Hang out on the weekend. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, if you really believe there's a truth, you never loved me like I loved you. By the way you're talking, you would think you never had any real feelings for me. If you think I could look across the bar, see you in someone else's arms, and I need you, who do you think you are? Trying to tell me we could still be friends. Hang out on the weekend. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, if you really believe that's the truth, you never love me like I love. You always told me you never leave me. You said I was your one and only.
So what makes you think I wanna hear you say
we could still be friends? No, I don't wanna be friends. Stop telling me, stop telling me, oh, 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 oh. We could still be friends. Hang out on the weekends. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call
I'm drinking and you ain't the love song. I can't keep from singing, I gotta be honest. You really believe that's the truth? You never loved me like I loved you. Never loved me like I loved you.
Brett Young at 98Q Country, our coaches show. We feature our coaches from Schwamigan, Phillips, even Matt LaFleur. Some comments from his presser yesterday coming up. We've got Coach Steve Precor with us from the Phillips Loggers. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Joel.
Well, you must have been pretty excited to see your team get off to a better start after a few weeks where you kind of struggled early in the game. You kind of jumped out on Hurley pretty early on Friday night. That must have been nice to see.
It was excellent. You couldn't ask for a better start. The only thing better would have been to score on that kick return, but what a great way to slam the door open.
Yeah, yeah. That first quarter, talk about some of the things you did well in that first quarter to jump out to that 26-8 lead after the first quarter.
We came out super physical. I mean, we had that kickoff return down to the 8 and scored immediately, and I had a really nice pull block by Callan Chuzzlethink. He took two guys out from Hurley, and Aaron walked in the end zone. We gave up that scoring drive, kind of little wake-up call, and then we just physically took it to Hurley in the second part of that first quarter. We had a nice scoring drive. It ended up scoring on a nice little counter play. We pick up an onside kick coming back, which was huge momentum. We got ourselves behind the sticks, picked up a 4th-and-25 on a
nice
pass interference call, which was huge. And then we ended up scoring on a 14-yard counter on a 4th down where Aaron drug a kid into the end zone. And that kind of just started the steamroll process. I mean, as far as offensively, the only thing that stopped us on Friday night was ourselves. We had four fumbles that we lost, which we hadn't done since Wausau Neumann. But our kids played really well offensively and defensively.
Yeah, big first quarter. After the first quarter, scoring-wise anyway, it was fairly even after that, thanks to some of those turnovers and stuff. But I think Hurley was everything as advertised, right? Coming in, they're just a solid team.
They're big and they're physical. They're fast. They were solid. Every time you play a Hurley team, you're going to get a well-coached football team. And I know they're figuring some things out and some adjustments, which it may have been, you know, a benefit to us that we've played in this game for a while, but I thought it was a pretty evenly matched team. We just got out, and our kids played fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I was looking at the stat line. It's good. You're back to more of a Steve Precor team with just that one completion. So does that make you smile a little bit when you see all those rushes and the high rushing yards? 372 yards of rushing, Coach?
It does. It does. It makes, we're doing what we're supposed to do. Hurley had keyed on a couple of the things that we had passed otherwise that were successful. But we did score that touchdown to Ben. To cap off that fourth quarter was a nice little play action, and he was wide open. So when you run the ball effectively, that pass game just becomes more effective, even if you only complete one pass, one for one for a touchdown.
Well, both teams went in undefeated into that game for conference. So how do the tiebreakers work in this conference? Are you conference champs, or is there still a tiebreaker issue going on there?
So we officially will be co-conference champions as of right now. We have to beat Schwamigan to be conference champs on our own. So they're all ties are ties, no tiebreakers in this conference.
Okay, all right.
So if there's two teams that finish at 5-1, it would be co-conference champs.
Yeah, so we could.
We've got some work to do still.
Yeah, you could have the individual champ. There's a possibility there could be a three-way tie in there, obviously, too, with Hurley playing, Rib Lake this week, right?
Yeah, and Rib Lake, they're ultimately playing both of them for a chance to make the playoffs and to be conference champs. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a big win for your squad, obviously. And now this game, this is a challenge for you this week. Always a challenge when you have a rivalry game. But now we slid this thing up a couple of days. The WIAA, I guess, needed. Give me the reason for the move up from what you heard.
So from what I understand, there's a couple teams that are going to rely on if they would end with similar records. It's conference, so it's defeated opponents' records.
Okay.
So if we don't play on Thursday or Friday, one of our one or the other's records could be inflated. You know, so instead of having two losses or one loss or four losses, that can make a difference whether a Gilman gets in or a Clayton gets in.
Yeah.
You know, so it does play out, even though we're not eligible, it plays out that an opponent, you know, depending on how everything works out this week, who's on the bubble gets in or gets out.
Yeah. One last little jab. You can't make the playoffs, so we're going to make you play 2 days early because your game will have an influence on who else will get in the playoffs.
That's it is a little bit of a gut punch.
Yeah.
It is a little bit of a gut punch. We played Hurley, who's got three less people in their school this year, and we're going to sit and potentially watch them move on and play. But it is what it is. We know it. So our goal is that conference championship. Someday I'd like to see it change.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about the rivalry game. This obviously has huge meaning for you guys to win the outright conference championship. Shawamigan, they've got some good skill position players. They've got the big Manga kid, some good line work. They appear to be pretty healthy, and this is a team that is right there with some of the best teams, right?
They are. They're peaking at the right time. They're healthy at the right time. They've got some fantastic athletes. They're physical. They're going to give us everything they've got. I mean, this is the game, right? I mean, it's their playoff game, our playoff game. It's the one we all circle on the calendar. It's exciting. It's kind of interesting with the schedule flipping and preparing for it. I'm almost excited that it's going to happen sooner.
Okay.
You know, in some ways, shape, or form, but we're going to lose that little bit of a build-up that we have, you know, playing on a Saturday night. But I feel we're fairly healthy. We're rolling on all cylinders. They're healthy, rolling on all cylinders. It's going to be a fun football game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a real good challenge. I had a chance to see Shawamigan Friday night. I was down there on the chain gang, and their line work was pretty good. So you'll have a challenge running that ball against the Shawamigan defense. Might be one of your bigger challenges of the year.
It will. They're, like I said, they're going to be one of the bigger, more physical offensive or defensive lines that we've played.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's going to be a matter of executing, you know, our concepts and our blocks. And if we can execute our schemes, hopefully things go well, get our explosive backs some room to run.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. Thursday night, 7 o'clock at McDonald Field here in Park Falls. And congrats on the win on Friday against Hurley, a well-deserved win for your squad. And that I want to mention, too, that one completed pass, 37 yards, though. So that's pretty nice average for your quarterback there.
Right. Yeah, I would like to see him complete a few more, but they have to respect it enough that it steps them out of the box. So.
Yeah, very good. Coach, congrats on the win. We look forward to the game on Thursday night. Thank you so much for taking time to join us. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
You bet. Coach Steve Precor, head coach of the Phillips Loggers. They win it on Thursday. They are conference champions. If they don't win it, then you're looking at possibility of sharing it then with someone else in the conference. So thank you to Coach Precor for joining us. We'll have some Coach LaFleur comments from his presser coming up here in just a little bit.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
For a good time, I need a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Digging the ground, beer on ice, just like old Hank taught us about. Singing along, Bo-Siva songs, rowdy friends all night long. Good time. Oh, we having a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired.
to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Hey! Shotgun, good time. Lord, we having a good time. Cause I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Shot a tequila beer on tap. Sweet southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I and a M and a E and a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Oh, turn it up. A shot of tequila, beer on tap, a good-looking woman to sit on my lap. A G with an O, an O with a D, a T with an I, an M with an E, that spells good time. A good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. I want to have fun, it's time for a good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun, it's time for a good time. Oh yeah, a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, good time.
AQ Country.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank. And I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks. Stuck on repeat, I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, and bottles on ice. Living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. Ain't that right, Hardy? Yeah, I'ma get around a two for all the ones. Just busting your back while you're cussing the sun. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap and bottles on ice. Living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
My drinks like my roof on the house. We turning up, got double cups, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you're bringing.
Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap and bottles on ice.
beer's on me.
The beer's on me.
Gonna save you a seat. Cause the beer's on me. Come get a Bud Heavy Busch Light. Killer Cold Miller Blue Moon Red Stripe. Natter Day don't matter to me. Cause don't nothing taste better than free. Yeah, the beer's on me.
Dierks Bentley, Breland, Hardy, everybody teaming up on that. I think Austin might have been humming in the background there. And 98Q Country.
Are we
doing
Cole's
Austin?
Delusional.
I think I am. We promised you a few clips from Matt LaFleur, who had his Monday presser yesterday. So a few things here as we feature our coaches, a little lighter stress today, but we feature our coaches and talk a little football here Tuesdays in the 9 o'clock hour. Coach LaFleur yesterday talked a little bit about the Houston offense they're facing this week.
I think their offense is a lot different, too, when Mixon's back. He ripped off a couple of long runs yesterday. The physicality with which he runs the football is different than most. So he'll be a big challenge. I think C.J. Stroud is, I mean, he is as talented as anybody. He's got a lot of weapons to throw, too.
I think Houston's lost, I think, once, I believe. That was to Minnesota. I'm not sure how they did on Sunday. But the offense is pretty good with Stroud, but their defense is pretty good too.
What strikes me is just their style of play, the how hard and fast they get off the ball. You know, Will Anderson, he's a force. They got Hunter there now, but collectively as a unit, I think the whole D-line does a great job. And, you know, it's one of the, just looking at the numbers, it's one of the top-ranked defenses in the league right now. I think they're top five in most of the categories, so it'll be a great challenge for us.
Well, most of us have already done it. We've looked at the standings and see where your team is only 5-6 weeks into the season, but Coach LaFleur said he is not looking at other teams in the NFC.
I think it's week to week. You just focus on the task at hand, and right now we got a team that's 5-1 coming into our place. So if we're worried about anything other than the Houston Texans, then we're worried about the wrong thing.
And you got to worry a little bit about C.J. Stroud. He's one of the up-and-coming quarterbacks in the National Football League.
I do have a lot of respect for him and what he was able to do a year ago, and just to be able to come in to the league as a young player and put up the type of numbers that he did and lead them, you know, into the playoffs. I think that was pretty impressive.
And there's players that return to the lineup that sometimes we don't notice, but Jordan Morgan was one of those on Sunday, returning to action and getting back into the rotation at the right guard position.
There were some good things. I think there's a lot that he needs to clean up, and it looked like a guy that hadn't played football for a while, and that's just part of it. And he's a young player. He's only going to get better. So I think it's still important to get him in there. But, yeah, there's certainly some room for improvement.
Kicking, of course, is the big question mark with the Packers. Matt LaFleur asked yesterday, would he be looking at maybe the practice squad kicker, Alex Hale?
Potentially.
Considering a move this week, a kicker?
I wouldn't say that right now, no.
Not ready to commit to it quite yet. He talked a little bit about his wide receiver, Christian Watson, too.
Just his ability to stretch a field is definitely gives us an advantage. So you better account for wherever he is, because he's got legit home run speed.
The ground game is definitely a strength for the Packers, and Matt LaFleur talked about that against Arizona.
I thought there was a lot of muddy, tough yards. I thought our backs ran really hard. I thought, you know, they did a good job. You got to give them credit. I think that they made a concerted effort to try to stop our run game. Some of the looks they give you with those three safety looks, and they got a lot of big bodies inside. I mean, they were a pretty big defensive line, and they put five across, so it's a challenge to get big holes and get gashes in the run game.
Head coach Matt LaFleur, an NFC Norris division that is maybe better than it's ever been. You got the Vikings at 5-0, you got the Lions at 4-1, you got the Bears and the Packers all at 4-2. It's a very good division. All those right now are playoff quality teams. So more cuts with Coach Matt LaFleur throughout the week with our guy Mike Clemens and the crew here on 98Q Country.
Let's get to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
You thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something new.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist.
That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. And all that extra hole gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, well, you think you're special. Oh, well, you think it's something else.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt.
That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Don't impress me much. Yeah. You're one of those guys who likes to shine his machine. You maybe take off my shoes before you let me get in. I can't believe you kiss your car goodnight. Now come on, baby, tell me. You must be joking, right? Oh, well, you think it's something special. Oh, well, you think it's something else.
Okay, so you got a car.
That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Don't impress me much.
Okay, so what do you think, you're Elvis or something? Whatever.
Here goes Shania, 98Q.
That don't impress me.
I'm going to get out of here because it's been a struggle this morning, but we've made it through. We made it through all right. Austin was here to supervise me, making sure I didn't fall out of my chair at any point. Or there were doubts, weren't there?
There were some doubts, yeah.
There were some doubts. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you Mr. Mike McKay. He is going to be stepping in next, and he is going to be your midday dude for the foreseeable future. Mike and I go way, way back in radio, some 38 years ago. Him and I worked in radio a long time. 38, you do the math on it. That was a long time ago. There was electricity back then, by the way.
I'm shocked, really.
There wasn't people like on a stationary bike out at the transmitter site making it go. But
I thought that's what happened to all the guys that underperformed.
Yes, I'm very excited to have Mike McKay, your midday guy. He's coming in 10 to 2, and he will be your man. Greg Gunderson is in this afternoon from 2 to 7. We got a pretty busy reality radio tomorrow. We'll have a little more pep and energy, hopefully, tomorrow.
Maybe
tomorrow morning.
No promises.
We'll do that. All right. Cole Swindell at 98Q Country. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
I don't care that you've done me wrong, 'cause I've already moved on. I don't care what his name is. Girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'll raise my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round. Second, I'm out to drown your memory.
baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. It don't matter what your friends say, they never liked me anyway. So if they see me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. 'Cause I'm drinking to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'm raising my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down, but don't think for a second I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. I'm out to drown your memory. No, don't think for one second I'm out to drown your memory. Girl, you ain't worth the whiskey. No. Baby, you ain't. Yeah.
from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I said hell yeah.
98Q Country. 98Q Country. Country.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 21 days until Election Day and the candidates fighting in the battleground states for votes.
At a town hall in suburban Philadelphia, former President Trump last night talked about the economy.
More people tell me about grocery bills, and we're going to do a lot of things.
In Northwest Pennsylvania,
he has no plan for how he would address the needs of the American